This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:46. Good evening. You are with Lynn on the Evening Edition, and now Sean Tanis of our news desk joins us for the Market Wrap. And as we know, and as we've been talking about, the pandemic has affected everyone in one way or another, and one of the biggest concerns involve jobs. So on that, Sean, you have some numbers today on the extent of the impact on the job market.
Right. So before we get into this survey by JobStreet, right, they conducted this survey last month, but earlier, before that, we had the Malaysian Institute of Economic Research. They estimated about 2.4 million job losses in the country. Malaysia now has about 15.3 million people in the labour force. And these are the numbers they got in February. So with that, we are seeing like 2.4 million job losses. That's about like, what, 16%, right? So the JobStreet survey is a bit more dire. They asked about 5,000 respondents. One in five of them who were working prior to the MCO have been retrenched. That's about 20%. And these job layoffs are different across different industries, with hospitality being the most affected. Here's JobStreet Malaysia country manager Gan Bok Hem commenting about this survey.
We saw that one out of five Malaysians who were previously working have lost their jobs due to COVID-19. And this is predominantly coming from people who are on short-term contracts, people who are on the lower salary range, as well as from smaller organizations in industries that we saw were significantly impacted by COVID-19, such as hospitality and travel and tourism. Our survey also indicated that 35% of Malaysians have experienced a salary reduction of more than 30% during the movement control. 9 out of 10 respondents indicated that they were impacted as far as salaries are concerned, ranging from 10% to more than 30%.
Right. Looking forward, though, I mean, okay, so job loss is one thing, but what do hiring prospects look like?
Yeah, so JobStreet, basically, they've launched this initiative, which is free for job seekers and potential employers. They call it Work Now, where you tag your JobStreet CV to indicate you're immediately available to start work. Mm. So hopefully this will help reduce the unemployment numbers a little bit. And Gan also says while some industries are feeling the pinch more than others, there are some sectors which will likely grow because of this crisis.
We are looking at growth in industries related to IT, you know, manufacturing, you know, healthcare. And we expect that I think this growth will continue for some time. And I think this is really, you know, anchored by the fact that I think a lot of companies are really re-looking at how they are operating in terms of the new normal, in terms of having to put in place the right tools and processes.
That was Gan Bok Hem, JobStreet country manager for Malaysia. And I guess in a somewhat related note, actually, after the 6 o'clock news today on the Evening Edition, we're going to be exploring not job loss, but pay cuts and how to adjust to that new normal in your personal life. So if you have questions on that, that'll be coming up after the 6 o'clock news.
Suddenly pay cuts doesn't look so bad now.
In this context, yes. Although, to be fair, it does also seem as if you are looking at IT, manufacturing, healthcare, or if you're willing to pivot, that maybe things could, there are potential areas you could explore.
True.
So on to Bursa Malaysia. Oil and gas stocks were actively traded on the FBM KLCI earlier today. What's the update?
Yeah, so this comes after oil prices reached a three-month high, and Reuters reports that this is amid optimism that major producers will extend production cuts as the global economy begins to recover. It also quoted sources that OPEC and some others, including Russia, they're going to extend supply cuts of 9.7 million barrels per day into July or August, which equals to 10% of global output. So this spurred activity on our local ONG counters. The main one was Hibiscus Petroleum with 389 million shares traded, followed by Bumi Armada, 302 million shares traded. And then there's Velesto Energy Berhad with 281 million shares traded on the counter.
Sean, thank you very much for that Market Wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.